Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and today we're diving into a study that's generating real buzz in the world of student well-being. It's called Targeted Mindfulness and Self-Compassion Improve Long-Term Stress Reduction in Distance Learning Students, a randomized trial. And just to be clear, as always, I'm presenting this research neutrally, not endorsing anything, but just laying out the insights for you to consider. The main paper author is Lotta Bock, and there are a few co-authors as well, but I'll be focusing on the core findings today. So what's the big question explored here? Well, the researchers wanted to know, can a simple targeted approach, one that focuses mainly on self-compassion and gratitude, actually help distance learning students reduce stress more effectively and for a longer time than a regular, more comprehensive mindfulness program? I mean, distance learners are juggling work, family and school, loads of roles and demands. There's social isolation and honestly, tons of stress. So figuring out what actually helps, that's significant for a lot of people out there. Here's how the study worked. They took about 98 distance learning university students, randomly assigned them to either a comprehensive mindfulness program, that's Mind Too Full, a focused self-compassion and gratitude program called ComGrat, or a waitlist control. Each intervention lasted 28 days, delivered through daily digital exercises online. Cool, right? Adherence was tracked by email engagement. But just keep in mind, we can't know if every participant did every exercise in full. I always like to note these things for research transparency. So what happened? Both groups, Mind Too Full, the broader program, and ComGrat, the focused one, saw clear short-term improvements. Higher mindfulness, higher self-compassion, lower stress. That's right after the 28 days. So hey, short-term benefits look promising. But here's the kicker. Only the students in the targeted, focused ComGrat program kept those stress reductions 3 months out. That's amazing. Like, real durability of results. The Mind Too Full group's benefits faded a bit over time. While the ComGrat group's improvement really lasted, does that mean less is more? Possibly. Again, I'm not endorsing. Just sharing what the data say. Now, let's talk about why this might be happening. The researchers built the ComGrat program around some heavy-hitting theories from cognitive science, cognitive load theory, which says the brain handles limited info at once, so keep it simple to avoid overload, and spaced repetition theory, which you may recall from cramming for finals, says the more you repeat something over time, the deeper it sticks. In ComGrat, students did the same two core practices, self-compassion and gratitude, every day for 4 weeks. No endless array of meditation techniques or variety, just two things over and over with supportive reflection. The researchers suspect this made the practices really stick. For comparison, Mind Too Full tossed in lots of new mindfulness practices daily, good for breadth, but maybe too much to really absorb, especially if you're already overwhelmed, right? Sometimes I get those emails with 30 productivity hacks for my day, and you know, by the end I can't remember any of them. Maybe that's why a tighter focus works for stressed out learners. One key takeaway is that for distance learning students who are constantly bombarded with tasks, clocks, commitments, notifications, something streamlined and repetitive might actually be more sustainable and easier to internalize. The emotional resilience and coping skills from just a couple practices became habits that stuck beyond the intervention. Of course, it wasn't all rainbows. Not every benefit lasted forever, and self-compassion gains, while present, did not always beat out the broader program. So keep that nuance in mind. What does this mean for you if you're a distance learner or just someone who feels like you're balancing 20 plates at once? If you've struggled to stick with complex mindfulness routines or found them overwhelming, maybe, just maybe, experimenting with one or two regular practices could be the game changer. Focusing on gratitude and self-kindness, two things, not 20, might actually make it easier to keep going when life gets hectic. Or, hey, maybe you'll try and your mileage will vary, as we say in academia. That's the point. Academic research isn't absolute truth. It's food for thought, something to test, reflect on, use if it fits. A quick digression here. There's a plant on my desk I keep forgetting to water. Every week, I set myself the goal to water all my plants, try a new plant care routine, and, you know, it always ends up drooping. But when I just focus on watering this one plant, every Monday morning. It's thriving. Maybe there's something to this simplicity thing in life too. Lastly, I do want to point out this study was mostly female and drawn from one university. So don't run off thinking these results apply to everybody everywhere. Plus, not every participant finished every follow-up, and the research doesn't claim to solve student stress forever and ever. So, to wrap it up, targeted, repeated mindfulness practices like self-compassion and gratitude might help distance learners reduce stress in the long run, more than big, complicated programs. That's the neutral insight of the day, but as always, it's just one piece of the puzzle. Try, reflect, adapt. And don't forget, research is an ongoing conversation. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, and I'll be back soon with more fresh research for you to chew on. See you next time.